What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And man, do I got a special episode for you today. Not only do we have like a rock star guest, but we're also in a little bit of a different format. So we're in Trevor's hideout here at the Carrot office. So I got my good buddy, Trevor Mock from Carrot. And if you live under a rock, you may not know who Carrot is, but if you live in the open world and you're a real estate investor, you know exactly what you may be familiar with Investor Carrot, but at least Carrot.
At the very least, you know what carrots are.
You know what carrots are. Yeah. So the vegetable.
That covers everybody.
The hopefully. Vegetable. Now when I see a carrot or I see orange, I'm thinking automatically, like my mind is so screwed up now because I'm thinking of carrot, but no, it's going to be you guys.
It's not screwed
vegetable.
Up. It's right.
Like it's you're, right.
You're on the right side of it now, man.
Dude, it is so good to have you today. I appreciate you guys like having me here. I've been here for Carrot Camp for the last couple of days and really got to tap into your guys' business and into your brain, which has been incredible and just so much help here. But today on the episode, we're going to talk a lot about, and I know that most people on the show, they probably either have a carrot site or they have had one. And if you're listening right now and you don't have a carrot site, this is still going to be relevant to you. So 100%. We're going to be talking about some other things that will really work with any website that you have. But I know Trevor's got an incredible team, support team here at Carrot that like really just provides support from every angle of your website, optimizing it correctly in order to drive leads to your website so that you can close some deals. So first things first is I want you to introduce yourself for the, 1% of people that are listening right now, don't know who you are, don't know what Carrot is. Yep. So do me a favor and introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, a little bit of the origin story of Trevor.
Cool. For sure, man. So yeah, Trevor Mock, I run the company here at Carrot, so carrot.com. And man, it's interesting. So fast forward where we are right now, right? We work with about 8,000 investors and agents all over the world. Yeah. It's not just the US. There was a dude who hit me up from South Africa last week, and he's been using Carrot for a couple of years, closing deals down there.
That's
awesome. We have people over in England using Carrot, up in Canada using Carrot, over in Australia using Carrot. So people are doing real estate all over the world, which is really cool, using online marketing. Because it's not a US thing. It's the internet thing, and people all over the internet are using it. We have a team of 36 people right now, about a third of it's here in Roseburg where we're sitting. So we're sitting at Carrot HQ in our studio. and about a third of our staff is here. Dude, the thing that we're the most excited about is when we first started out, like the problem that I saw in the market was there were a million website builders out there, right? And they all had like 100,000 different designs. You go in there and choose whatever the heck design you wanted to choose.
So you were the designer.
Well, like, the website visitor, yeah.
Yeah, but they ultimately got to choose the design.
Yeah, and you can make it look pretty.
Not knowing if it works for them or not.
100%. And the worst thing was the company that put the designs up, they didn't know whether they worked for you either. They just knew they looked pretty, right? Yeah. And so you get to log in there. You choose, I'm going to scroll through all these designs. I like the way that one looks. I'm going to choose it. And then I'm going to launch a website. And what happens with so many entrepreneurs, whether you're investors or agents or just, any business person, you're launching a website that you think looks pretty, not that is actually going to perform.
Right.
And the years before that, that's what I'd focus on is performance online. And I saw that gap. I'm like, dude, what if like an investor just launched a website that actually was going to convert? And what if we just started with one design that we know works because we passed tons of leads through it?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it started. So that's the crux of what Carrot is we help you to generate more leads online by using what we call an authority hub. An authority hub is far more than just a website. A website, anyone can launch a website, free, easy, simple, cheap. But an authority hub is a spot where all of your content lies. It's a spot where it's where your leads are converted. It's the spot where your authority is built and should be the hub of all of your marketing, your offline marketing, online marketing, the whole thing. Wow. So we help you do that and crush it in Google.
Yeah, you guys have got some awesome stuff coming down the pipe too that we're not going to talk about right now. We're going to let you guys unveil that stuff, but
cool.
A lot of incredible functions that you could do with Carrot specifically as a website, but also an authority hub that you guys call it. So I'm excited to talk about this. I think that a lot of people, a lot of investors out there, and rightfully so, they bootstrap a lot of things. So they do a lot of things on their own, which is obviously the place you have to start. Like that's where you got to end up, like if you're getting off the ground. At some point, you need to bring on a team and a marketing person to do all that stuff for you. But for those who, even if they do have a team and a marketing person, maybe they don't know how to optimize their site in order to bring leads in, which ultimately, if you don't have leads, you don't have a business. Yep. And that's like the most important thing. Like you said, just because you have a beautiful looking website doesn't necessarily mean it's going to bring leads in and then ultimately convert them.
Yep.
So from your experience, obviously Carrot kind of being the driver for the data here and the analysis that you're about to give us, what are some things that people need to be doing with their websites in order to optimize it, in order to bring in leads? Let's talk about the organic side first. Cool. So organically, what are things that people can do also to stand out, but bring leads in?
Dude, the first thing, and like if I were to give you guys a visual, right? I call it conversation marketing. So picture bullseye. In the middle of the bullseye says brand. It's this the big red bullseye says brand. Outside of that, the next ring is what I call discovery. So that's people trying to discover you. And the outside of that is evangelism. Yeah. Okay. You sharing the story. So the first thing to make your website convert better and the first kind of content you should be creating is brand content. It's the stuff you teach. It's how my process works, who I am, testimonials, case studies, credibility. Because in organic search, it doesn't matter how much discovery traffic we get. Someone that searches sell my house fast or insert whatever, sell an inherited house in Duluth. It doesn't matter how much that traffic you get if you can't convert them into an actual deal, closed deal.
Yeah.
So you always focus on brand content first. Rank really well for any of your brand names. Google your own company name and see what shows up there. And then make sure that you're controlling the conversation around your brand. Okay. Mm-hmm. Once you nail that and follow what Josh teaches, guys, like he teaches everything on how to do that with video. And then you can plunk that stuff on our websites. The next thing to do with the organic side of it is now go outside of my brand. What type of search phrases are my ideal client going to search in?
Yeah.
If I love it, inherited properties and probate, if I'm in Duluth or if I'm in Houston, there was a big flood, what are the situations that someone might have that might want to sell? So write those top 5 or 10 down and then start to create pages on your website for those.
Yeah.
Specifically, the content are for those pages. It might even be titled, sell your house that you inherited in Houston or sell a water damaged home in blah.
So you're talking about like on the websites, like not just having like, obviously there's going to be places where you want to generalize everything. Like here's all the solutions we could solve.
Yep.
But you're talking about creating individual articles or posts on your website that specifically target that pain point.
That pain point for the location, like hyper target them. Cause what,
how geographically, how targeted are we talking, like a block or a zip code? Question, like, what are you talking?
Yeah, for house sellers, we tend to find that people won't really search by neighborhoods for house sellers. For buyers, they will, right? Retail buyers, you'll search by neighborhoods.
Yeah.
For house sellers, they'll search by city. They'll search by county in some areas. Like if you're up in Pennsylvania, people use counties a lot. Berks County is a way that they identify themselves, or sometimes state. So people mostly go city first. And then if they're in an area that identifies themselves as counties or townships, and they talk about that a lot,
yeah,
then that, and then state. Huh. Yep.
That's a good, and in addition to that, I think, you know, we talked about this on the Carrotcast when I was there, but the relevancy with that being very specific with the city,
yep.
Even like community wise. So like, for instance, where I live, the community I live in. So like I have a Gary, Indiana address. Like this is a bright spot of Gary. So yeah. I have a Gary, Indiana address, but I live in an area that's called Calumet Township.
Okay.
So if somebody were to market to Gary, there's Warzone Gary, there's Miller Beach Gary, which is really nice Gary. But then there's like where I live, which is more homeowners, a little bit more land that you get with your property and that kind of thing.
Yep.
And if somebody was marketing to me and they said Calumet Township, I'm more likely to actually do something with that than if they were marketing to me as Gary residents.
It's a specialized service at that point, right?
Yeah. So,
and I think the biggest thing there, Josh, is like go to Google and start to type up like how to sell my house, insert, you know, that township, and see if it pops up as a Google suggested search. Dude, one of the best ways I like to look for discovery phrases or pages we should create for getting new clients, new sellers, is start to go there like I'm a seller with those five or six situations: inherited home, divorce, flood damage, like whatever it is, you know, and start to type it in, sell my flood damaged home in, and then just see what Google gives you.
Yeah.
And then keep on typing it out slow, see what Google gives you. Those are all content and ideas and pages you should be creating. And then when you get to the whole thing and it's like in Houston or in Katy, Texas, scroll all the way to the bottom of that Google search. And it has a whole section called related searches.
Yeah.
Dude, those are all things that Google tells you is related to that topic. So work those ones that are relevant into your content. Yeah. Create pages on those things. And if you create, kind of our rule of thumb is we like to call it stacking bricks. You know, content marketing is not quick. Yeah. It's not quick. It's going to take work.
I say it's a marathon.
It is. Yeah. It is. And you can do hamster wheel marketing over here that works all day long. Direct mail, cold calling, PPC. PPC is kind of a hybrid of the two,
yeah, but
direct mail, cold calling, door knocking, those are all hamster wheel marketing, right? They work while you're doing them.
Yeah.
But the second you stop making those calls or sending out the direct mail pieces, the hamster wheel slowly turns to a stop. You got to get off or you have to get back on it and go. And eventually you're going to get wore out. Mm-hmm. And so like you guys do video, we say, get that video and make it written content online for Google. So that video truly can be evergreen, not just evergreen on the website, but evergreen in a way where it gets in front of the flow of Google searchers for that phrase.
Yeah.
And the only way to do it is by yanking those words out of the video or writing written content.
I like that you went that direction. So a buddy of mine, we had him on the show and he talked about this, David Dodge out of St. Louis. He talks about fishing versus hunting with marketing. So with fishing, you can put, you know, 100 rods in, and I'm not a fisher, so forgive me if I use the words wrong. You can put 100 rods in the pond and literally not in the pond, but you can set them up to where, you know, they're fishing in the pond and literally just walk away. And if one tugs, then you go over there and address it and reel it back in. But with hunting, you're actively like having to go out. So like, with hunting, that's direct mail, that's cold calling, that's texting. So if you're not actively like hitting the text button and then replying, that's hunting. Because if you're not doing it, it's not gonna do anything.
Yep.
But where you're talking about with like content marketing and SEO and even the hybrid with PPC, that's all phishing, because that's out there and you could go to sleep and it's still doing its job and it's still bringing leads in. And I think that's really powerful for a lot of people that say that they are in real estate for the time freedom, but the actions that they're doing with their marketing don't relate with each other.
Dude, let me take your fishing analogy one step further, right? So let's imagine each one of those fishing poles is a piece of content, like a video, right? And let's say that pond is your website, and there's only fish that are already on your website. They're going to see that fishing pole, right? So only the fish that are already in that lake are going to actually have a chance to get the fishing pole.
Yeah.
And so if we use video content or written content, And it's not ranking well in Google for phrases that for a new stream of people that are coming, then that video content's great if the person already found your website and sure. if they found the video.
Yeah.
So I like to look at it this way. So you've got the hunting analogy. Now let's replace the pond with a river, right? You've got a stream. So we've got water running. There's a steady stream. I go, well, how do I get myself in front of that stream that's just going to bring the fish to me? New fish all the time forever.
Love that.
Right? And so now I'm going to put a net in that stream. And my net, I take that net, I take that pole or whatever from this lake, and I go, well, how can I just get in front of people or fish that are always going to be coming? There's always a new stream of them.
Yeah.
Well, it's right here. And that is how you take that content that's just sitting on your website, really valuable if people land there, but then you optimize it in a way on a website that works well. You optimize the pages in the right way, and then you get them in front of that steady stream of sellers that are searching online every day. We get about 90,000 leads a month that come in. Not including phone call leads. That's only people that land on the website and opt in. So you can take that number and probably close to double it.
Yeah.
Because some people say half their leads are phone and half their leads are opt in. Mm-hmm. And so over 150,000 leads come in through our system. The majority of them are from organic, from someone going to Google, making a Google search.
Wow, really?
Yep, over 60%.
Wow.
The rest are from Facebook ads, Google ads. So
organic does work.
Organic works a little bit better. Yeah, exactly. And the cool thing about organic here, and this is where video comes in as well, is like with organic, it's got the highest conversion rate. So in our data, if I was to show,
for sure.
Dude, if I was to show like our Google Analytics, and show you the last 6 months of traffic and leads, we could show you exactly where they all came from, how long they stayed on the site, all that. Your direct traffic, so someone directly typing in a URL, is going to convert on average. I'm talking like they could have even typed in and landed on the contact page or a random blog post. We're talking any traffic at all, no matter if it's a landing page or not. It's about 2%, 1.8 to 2% gross conversion rate.
Wow.
You're going to find on organic, someone who did a Google search, they're going to convert about 4 to 4.5 to 5%. So 2 to 3 times
double.
Higher.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. That's enlightening to know. And that drives home the point of content marketing, mm-hmm. like being something that like people don't spend enough time on.
Yep.
And most investors don't spend any time on it at mm-hmm. all. So obviously you guys can learn more about like getting content out there from Carrot. They got a fantastic podcast, a lot of education out there. Which we'll talk about here in a second, but we got to wrap this up. I like to keep these short and sweet, and I got to get to the airport.
You got a flight coming up, man.
Yeah, out of Eugene. And I've got,
you might have to stay in Roseburg longer.
Exactly. I got to do this again. So one thing I want to ask you is, what is something in marketing specifically that you're seeing investors do wrong or ultra right that other people need to be doing? Dude, I'll let you pick.
So two things. I'll give one of each, and they'll be short. Yeah. So Adam Mitchell, who's at Carrot Camp this week, one thing that he did amazingly right that a lot of people do wrong is he went out there and blew $40,000 the first year trying all the types of marketing, right? So that's one thing a lot of people do wrong. They go in there, and he's in Dallas. He tried direct mailing, tried cold calling, tried bandit signs, tried PPC, and he got one deal out of it. So this is what he did right. The next year he said, I'm going to focus on one thing. And the thing he chose to focus on was online with Carrot. He did PPC and SEO. By focusing in, he got 20 something deals the next year. Mm-hmm. And then up here, he still got a full-time job. He's like, dude, we're on pace to do 39 and over $500,000 in gross profit. Mm-hmm. So that's what is wrong is focusing on too many marketing methods at once. Yeah. What's right is hyper-focusing, getting great at it, and then adding. The next thing that is right or wrong is in a shifting market like we've been a part of right now is a lot of people are still their main marketing message is still the sell your house fast, we buy houses. Now, our websites, when you launch them, they still have a lot of that messaging there because we don't know what your exact business model is. So you have to change your own content. But what works right now amazingly well is if you're in hot markets like a Denver or, you know, a Phoenix or something like that. And if your business model has been adjusted so you can offer more, or you have a hybrid model where you can take those leads and pass them to your brokerage, or you're doing fix and lists as well, you can go in there and change your messaging so it says put the most in your pocket, sell your house for the most. We'll check with us last before you take any offers. We can pay more than anybody else. Mm. Sell your house for top dollar. Sell your house for fair market value. Sell your house for above what it's like, that kind of messaging.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to stand out in this market. While everyone else is just saying sell your house fast for cash, we're saying sell it for the most here.
Wow.
So you got to check your business model and see if you can actually.
Well, changing the messaging is that big part of like what you're talking about, and curating it specifically to the market, whether it's like if you're marketing to, say, for instance, Chicago, but you're also marketing to, you know, Champaign, Illinois, those aren't the same markets, right? Yep. Like out in here, Oregon, if you're marketing to Eugene versus Roseburg versus Portland,
totally different.
We got a primary, a secondary, and a tertiary market. Yep. And the marketing, the messaging inside of that marketing has to be different for each one of those. Mm. And especially during the times that we're in, when you're getting toward, like for us in the cold weathered states, the messaging is going to be a little bit different during the winter months because you know it's going to slow down a little bit. People aren't really interested. They're getting back into the year, swinging into things. It's super cold. Nobody wants to go anywhere or do anything.
Yep.
So you have to change the messaging with that. And then normally a lot of investors in our area, in our market, they see the most growth coming out of spring and then going into the fall.
Yep, for sure.
And because summer, obviously, like people are getting away, not this year, but people are getting away, going to places. So those are things that you should think about in the messaging. But dude, this has been incredible. I got to have you back on again.
Let's do it.
Next time we do it, I'm going to be back here.
Dude, let's do it, man.
We're going to do it. I'm going to fly back out here. I'll bring my wife and we'll have some fun. And I love this place. This is a great, great community. And I think the next time that we talk, I want to really hash down into, community marketing. I think you do a fantastic job of that with Carrot specifically, and it can really translate over into even some of the people that we had here at Carrot Camp. We're talking about how they're doing it in their communities and their markets.
Yep.
Just diving deep into, you know, really focusing in on just like their specific market and not trying to generalize to, you know, multiple markets and only have the we buy houses or sell your house fast messaging. It's very specific and curated. So
I love it.
Man, it's been awesome. I want to thank you so much for having me out here and giving me the opportunity to hang out with you guys today. I spent an extra day out here, so that's been great.
Thanks for staying, man.
But I would say, is there any other place besides carrot.com? Carrot.com. that's easy enough, but is there any other place you want to send people to learn more about what you guys got going on?
Man, if you guys listen to podcasts, the Carrot Cast, that's where I put a lot of my energy into. Carrotcast.com. You can find all that. Or we've got a bunch of free resources over on carrot.com/Trevor. Yep. Carrot.com/Trevor, TREVOR. You can get my daily habit tracker. You can get our energy audit. You can get the link to the podcast, all that kind of stuff in that one spot.
Yeah, some incredible resources. So make sure you guys take advantage of that. And then you can obviously learn, if you don't have a Carrot site, you can learn more about it just going to carrot.com. And I am a huge advocate of Carrot. I've had Carrot sites for the companies I was working with, and at least 90% of my clients have Carrot sites, and they love it. So it's been great. But yeah, we'll have that linked in the show notes below. So if you guys want to check that out, or if you're watching on YouTube, you can also click the link in the description below. But thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I look forward to having
the invite.
Having me back here. Not having you back on the show, but having me back here. But that's going to do it for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, head back over to the review page. Leave a 5-star review. I'd much appreciate that with your feedback. If you have any questions for me specifically, or if you have any guests that you would suggest for the show, email me, josh@colormedia.com. And then also make sure you're checking out rei.video, a place where you can shoot your own video content, whether it's walkthroughs, testimonials, informational, educational videos for your websites or whatever, you know, some of the content we were talking about earlier. Send that raw footage over to us to do the heavy lifting for you, the editing process and all the post-production. We'll get it back to you in less than 48 hours with unlimited revision, so you get exactly what you're looking for. Use coupon code FIRSTVID at checkout for 50% off your first video project, and make sure you try it out. That's going to do it for today's episode. I appreciate you joining us today and joining us on the REI Marketing Weekly. You guys have a good one, and we'll catch you on the next one. Cool. See you later.
Thank you, guys.